Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Geox Group First Quarter 2019 Sales Results Conference Call. The call is chaired by Geox Chairman and Founder, Mr. Mario Moretti Polegato, the CEO, Mr. Matteo Mascazzini, and the CFO, Mr. Livio Libralesso. Mr. Moretti Polegato will make a brief introduction in Italian, and the translation will immediately follow. Please go ahead, sir.
Buon pomeriggio a tutti. Siamo qui oggi per commentare i ricavi del primo trimestre del 2019. L'amministratore delegato e CFO ve ne parleranno ampiamente a breve. In un contesto di mercato particolarmente complesso, il gruppo Geox ha perseguito il percorso di implementazione delle varie attività previste nel piano strategico recentemente approvato. Molte di queste iniziative sono già state avviate. I primi tre mesi dell'anno hanno evidenziato un trend molto simile a quanto visto nell'ultima parte del 2018. Il canale monomarca a gestione diretta è stato positivo per il secondo trimestre consecutivo. Il canale multimarca, ancora penalizzato dalla razionalizzazione in corso, è risultato comunque maggiore delle attese. Particolarmente sostenuta è stata la crescita del canale online che gestiamo direttamente in Europa dal luglio del 2018. Le vendite del canale online, cresciute già a doppia cifra nel 2018, sono nei primi quattro mesi dell'anno un ulteriore aumento più 24%. Tutto ciò, oltre ad avvalorare le scelte strategiche intraprese, ci dà una ulteriore spinta per compiere lo stesso percorso anche in altri mercati chiave nei prossimi mesi. Nonostante un aprile e un inizio maggio difficili, soprattutto per le inusuali condizioni climatiche in tutti i mercati di riferimento, restiamo estremamente determinati nel perseguire gli obiettivi fissati del piano strategico 2019-2021.
Good afternoon, everyone. We are here today to comment on the sales figures for the first quarter of 2019. The CEO and the CFO will be providing you with plenty of details on this shortly. In a particularly complex market, Geox Group has continued along its path to implement the various measures provided for by the recently approved strategic business plan. Many of these initiatives have already been launched. The first 3 months of the year have shown a very similar trend to the one seen towards the end of 2018. Like-for-like directly operated monobrand stores have recorded positive performance for two consecutive quarters. The wholesale channel has also performed better than expected, despite being penalized by the ongoing rationalization of process. Particularly strong growth was recorded in the e-commerce channel, which we have been managing in-house since July 2018 in Europe. Following the double-digit growth recorded in 2018, sales generated by the e-commerce channel continued to increase during the first 4 months of the year, plus 24%. As well as confirming that we have taken the right strategic decisions, these results also give us further encouragement to take the same steps in other key markets over the coming months. Despite a difficult April and start to May, caused by particularly by unusual weather conditions in all of our main markets, we remain extremely determined to pursue the objectives set by our 2019-2021 strategic business plan.
Good evening, everybody. This is Matteo Mascazzini. Thank you for joining us so late on a Friday afternoon. We're going to be commenting some numbers for revenues in the quarter. It's going to be myself and our CEO, Mr. Livio Libralesso. So if you look at page two of your presentation, the total sales for the quarter were 260.9 million, but still a slightly negative number, minus 1.3, and also a bit of impact from Forex. The explanation quickly by channel, we'll start with wholesale. Wholesale still negative at minus 1.9. Even though we have a minus in front of a figure which never makes us particularly proud or happy, I think this is a positive sign, because if you remember the initial order that we reported toward the end of last year for spring-summer 19, we reported a minus 9.1 versus the snap orders of spring-summer 18. So to see minus 1.9 in the actual number, it's certainly a good sign. This is due to timing of deliveries. We'll elaborate on that more. We certainly sold a little bit more of old stock as well, due to the fact that in 2018 our inventories increased, and we had also a positive dynamic in the reorders for the season. Like-for-like DOS, as mentioned by our president, we see a single-digit growth, plus 3.4%. Clearly, there's a big impact, and we're particularly happy about that the web component of the online direct channel still grew at a solid double-digit, at plus 25%, which is something very similar to Q4 of 18. When we look at the franchisees, as we know, it's a slightly different story. We see a minus in double digits, minus 12.9%. But in reality, the like-for-like was flat for the quarter. We have a perimeter impact, which is worth approximately 10%. And since we closed roughly 50 stores in 2018, we're still closing some minor stores. You'll see this effect probably diluting toward the end of the year. And a final comment about our media activity, which again makes us particularly confident going forward. We see more and more interest in the Geox brand, both in the digital and in the physical world. If we move on to slide number 3, and then we can elaborate a little bit more by channel. So we go back to wholesale, and we can see that slight decrease of minus 1.9, minus 2 at constant Forex. This is basically the essence of the quality over quantity strategy which we reported. So to collect minus 9.1% orders in the initial sales campaign and then go on and recoup most of it through the normal ordinary course of reorders and selling stock, and really also performing on a much more solid and much safer order portfolio, which is what we aim to achieve. So we're happy about that for sure. Clearly, as we mentioned before, a bit of an inventory situation at the end of 2018, even though not really substantial, we are addressing it for 2019, but that gives us more opportunity to realize some stock through the normal channels. And this is something that makes up. Again, I mentioned also the reorders dynamic, which was very positive. And this is really truly what wholesale is all about, much less about the initial order, much more about servicing your customers in terms of reorders, in terms of topping up their inventory capacity. Franchisee, we said again about the decrease in perimeter. It continued in Q1 2019. We closed basically 18 stores. We'll see later on more in details the dynamic. In terms of delivery also, we were delivering a little bit less in terms of a percentage of the season in Q1 versus Q2 for franchisees, approximately 5% less on the total order. So that will be recouped in Q2 in wholesale, going a step back to wholesale. Instead, we have a certainly a positive timing for deliveries there, and this is a solid timing in the sense that it's not going to be countered by a negative in Q2 because we're talking about deliveries of spring summer 19 that we did not anticipate to 18 as we did the previous year. So this is a solid growth for wholesale. Back to the US. We see that with the 3.4% positive like-for-like, we are actually up almost 6%, plus 5.8%. This is certainly the perimeter effect, a few openings and a few conversion of franchisees. As we mentioned many times, conversion of franchisees, recapture franchisees, is not really a proactive strategic measure that we're seeking, but when the opportunity arises and it's a profitable situation, we typically raise to the occasion. Talking about the breakdown, as we can see, the 2% which is lost by the franchisees is gained by the DOS, but pretty much we're still talking about 50-55% wholesale, and the rest is the monobrand stores. The following page, slide number 4, I think shows a very interesting dynamic of the last few quarters in terms of like-for-like for the DOS, both the brick-and-mortars and the online. you remember, we started off 2018 with a very tough quarter at -8.9%. Then we recouped, and in terms of graphics, the bar chart is the year-to-date, and the line graph instead is the result quarter by quarter. So we recouped most of it in Q2. In Q3, we had the issue, if you remember, of having September, October, which were similar to the March in terms of being very bizarre in terms of weather, and instead we were much more solid in Q4 of 18, and then again in Q1 of 19. It's very important to point out, as the president was mentioning before, that April and May have been difficult for RDOS. The year to date today is slightly negative. And this is truly, we are reliving a bit the March 2018 in terms of weather. And as a matter of fact, this compounds to the fact that last year, having a very tough March, April and May, particularly the beginning, were extremely positive, up in strong double digits most of the week. So we are comping very, very hard comps, and we are living another extremely unusual weather condition in which most of our second and third tier in terms of waves of product in the stores have not started yet because they're much more summerish products, and it's still extremely cold and extremely wet outside. If we look at the second part of this table, we see instead the solid performance of online. This is truly important and is still performing well even in April and May. And this is really reassuring for us because it tells us the collection is really working okay. It's truly a traffic issue caused by the weather, and it's truly an issue of the brick and mortar not really performing in terms of a combination of traffic and conversion due to the weather. Just want to mention that we converted, as we mentioned very, very often, our European online operations to being directly operated in July of last year. We're doing the same approximately in a month in North America, and we expect good results there too. I'll leave it then to leave you to continue and comment by region.
Thank you, Matteo. Please turn to page 5 to comment on net sales by region. In this quarter, Italy is down 4%. DOS performance is positive, supported by a space expansion due to the conversion of some franchisee to DOS, and by the like-for-like that is up mid-single digit. Like-for-like is slightly positive also in the franchising network. However, this channel has been impacted by the closure and conversion occurred in the last quarters. Also, wholesale is suffering a little bit in Italy due to a prudent and a quality over quantity approach in this mature market. Europe is substantially flat due to the fact that wholesale is stable and DOS is positive as in Italy, and this trend has been able to compensate the rationalization of franchising occurred mainly in France and in Spain. Going to North America, we see that this region is down 10% as a result of a positive wholesale in Canada, but not enough to compensate the selective approach and rationalization of the channel adopted in the U.S., with the aim to reach a distribution more in sync with the brand position and values. In addition, we have closed 3 stores in the U.S. On the other hand, we have a very positive indication from web that, thanks to a new focus, is growing a strong double digit. And as Matteo mentioned, the company is in the process to complete the insourcing of this sub-channel both for the U.S. and launching it also for Canada. The rest of the world is a positive, +3.8%, and the performance is driven by Eastern Europe and Russia that are showing a double-digit growth, both in like-for-like and in the wholesale channel, while Asia-Pacific is flat in wholesale and slightly negative in DOS like-for-like. This is totally due to Hong Kong that is still suffering in terms of traffic. Please turn to page 6 to comment net sales by product. There is no change in the mix, and apparel is still 9% of the turnover. However, apparel is growing double-digit in our DOS, thanks to a positive performance of the new collection and an easy comparison base. Moving to page seven, we can see the retail network. The total network is 991 stores, out of which 444 directly operated. The quarter shows 24 net closures regarding franchising, mainly in Italy, France, and Spain. The restyling plan of the network is ongoing, and it aims at improving performances by means of the rollout of the new EX store concepts, 168 stores at the end of March versus 136 at December last year. In addition, we are inserting new window displays, new assortment strategies, and new policies regarding in-store visuals. Let me now hand over again to Matteo for some info on digital communication and for the outlook.
If you turn to page eight, you'll see what we were mentioning at the beginning of the presentation, which is our digital and media activity. We are still, of course, a bit of the infancy of these efforts because we started effectively in fall winter 2018. But having said that, in only 8 months, we grew our followers on Instagram by 40%. On Facebook, we have approximately 1.5 million followers. We started from Italy, clearly, because being our own country and being the place where our business is strongest, we decided to start this new language of communication, the use of these media tools before, but now we are moving quick and we are starting to have the same presence of influencers online. We started with France, and it's going to be Germany, the UK, Spain, so we're going to be covering through the first part of the year Europe, and then we're going to be moving on to Asia because we think it's very important to tailor the message with local influencers to local markets in terms of being genuine and relevant and having the possibility of people connecting directly to their influencers. There's also, as you can see on the right of the slide, there's an image of our Formula E car. We just had the EQI in Rome. Tomorrow it's going to be Monte Carlo. And we're still very happy about this effort. It's truly connecting with the values that are so dear to Geox about innovation, about sustainability. We just received a couple of days ago a survey that we did with an agency about the editorial and media value we collected so far, and only considering press, so not even considering anything about television or online, and in half of the season we already collected more in terms of press exposure than the entire cost of a sponsorship for the year, so we are particularly happy about this result. If we move on to the last page of your presentation, we need to comment about the outlook for 2019. So we start from wholesale again. And again, as we mentioned before, the more selective approach favoring strong partners and better partners and truly building on safer and more solid portfolios, really looking more toward the sellout to the final clients as opposed to the sell-in to the partners. We kept on cleaning up our situation in wholesale, and we think actually this is the way to go, and this is actually shown by the strong recouping that we mentioned before between the -9% of the order collection and the -2% of the actual wholesale revenues in the first quarter versus last year. We think it will probably a mid-single-digit decrease toward the end of the year because we don't think the recouping could be entire, almost entire, as it happened in Q1. So the importance, as we mentioned many times now, is to focus on the ordering season, on the reordering of a new collection, on the effective use of the bulk inventory that we make available to our clients more than initial orders. We're going to be from now on reporting our forecast for the entire wholesale revenue as opposed to initial order. When you talk about the mono-brand stores, as we saw before, we're still continuing to look at them in a pragmatic and a rigorous way. We still challenge stores that are unprofitable or stores where we don't see the opportunity to represent the brand adequately. We think this is really toward the end of this process. We think, of course, that the U.S. store will carry more and more weight in the growth as represented in the strategic plan. We keep, of course, a keen eye on new openings in certain markets, being them Eastern Europe, particularly franchisees, but also the U.S., and the same thing for China. As we mentioned before, we're not pursuing the strategy of reconverting franchisees, but again, we seize the opportunity when we see an interesting market to be covered. We think this, in terms of the perimeter, having maybe a slightly smaller perimeter, but focusing on better performing and more profitable stores will be the right way to proceed. We are continuing with all the activities to improve the performances in the store, so not only the renovations to the new concept. Now we have 168 stores, so we're basically building to the tune of more than 100 stores, renovating more than 100 stores a year, which is certainly a very strong commitment. As Olivia mentioned before, we have a new window display that we're now rolling out to the entire network. But more importantly, the new segmentations of the stores and the new strategies of the buy will bring, we believe, very strong dividends in terms of performances in the stores, the degree of satisfaction of our clients, and the managing better management of inventory. We talk again about the slow April and then May. It's pretty much what we already mentioned, very unusual condition, the lack of footfall, and going head-to-head with more challenging comparables in the similar period in 2018. We need to counter these, and we are countering these as much as possible with initiatives in the stores, having to do with retail excellence, having to do with allowing a better engagement, a better experience in our store, favoring conversion, favoring upselling, improving the transactional KPIs in the stores, since we can't at this point count on a better free foot traffic. We said again that e-commerce is an area on which we are achieving great results after the conversion to direct management. We're doing the same thing in the US, and we're actually launching important projects for CRM built on the same platform, which will be the website, which is the Salesforce platform. So we're basically going full steam ahead. It will take a few months, but we, as we mentioned many times, we have a very strong and solid client basis in our loyalty program, and we will be able to exploit it even better with these new CRM tools. Franchising channel, we expect, as we said before, the perimeter effect to be diluted toward the end of the year, and then again it will be up to how we perform in terms of like for like. We mentioned again about how critical the investment is in having the new tone of voice of Geox in the market, both in the traditional but almost even more importantly in the digital media. We have many IT projects, and this is again a very structural part of a strategic plan in terms of allowing an omnichannel experience of our clients. We're piloting in the stores in Italy right now, click and collect, reserve in store, returns in store, and so on and so forth. We'll extend it, and I think that will be very critical, particularly when we deliver the endless aisle in terms of, again, using much better our inventory. This is basically the outlook for the remainder of the year, for sure, challenging in terms of market, but we remain confident that we are on the right track strategically, and we'll manage to counter this difficult situation going forward. I guess we're ready for a few questions.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. We kindly ask to use handsets when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. That's star and one. The first question is from Fabio Fazzari with Equita. Please go ahead.
Yes, good evening. I have a question about the pricing policy. If you can give us more color about the level of the full price sales in the Q1 and which are, in this sense, the main difference versus last year. Thank you.
I assume you mean in our US sales for full price in the brick and mortar stores were positive as well. Of course, as we mentioned before, they were even more positive in the online, but they remained positive in brick and mortar full price as well. Was this the question, or you were referring to different pricing policies?
No, I'm referring to this, and in terms of the percentage of total sales, how much was the full price sales and the difference versus last year, if it's possible?
Let's say that this season we decided to anticipate a little bit spring-summer collection inside the stores, so until mid-February for sure. Most of the sales were linked to fall winter, and then starting from mid-February, spring summer improved the percentage, and it was higher than last year. So, in terms of marginality, for sure, Q1 was a little bit better, also considering the industrial margin improvement that we delivered in the let's say initial order portfolio. So it will be very important to see if the weakness in April and May will end soon, and we hope that soon the high summer waves of product will start to deliver, sandal, moccasin, in order to maintain or to keep again the advantage we had in the Q1.
Good, thank you. And just a quick follow-up, if I may. If I well understood, in the online channel, the average full price level is higher than in the physical store.
No, I think the ratio of end-of-season sales to full price is pretty much the same. We don't really have particularly different KPIs in terms of UR in the digital stores versus the physical stores. I think it's pretty balanced.
Thank you.
The next question is from Marco Baccaio with Kepler. Please go ahead. Mr. Baccaio, your line is open.
Yeah, sorry, I was on mute. Good afternoon. I have a question on wholesale. You are saying a mid-single digit down in the year. Is this something which a forecast that you make including the reorders, or is it something that is the level of wholesale that you see based on your core backlog? Because I did not understand how you have changed your way to look at wholesale.
Yes, this is our forecast and our estimate for wholesale revenues for the entire year, inclusive of everything. So inclusive of sales based on the initial order of spring-summer 19 for winter 19 and the early deliveries of spring-summer 20. It includes reorders, it includes erosion of bulk orders, it includes also the sale of stock in wholesale. So what we, and this is a good opportunity to explain why we decided to do so. As we mentioned before, we collected -9% in terms of spring-summer 19 initial orders, and we delivered the first quarter at -2. So basically, we recouped 7 points out of 9. If you look at the past, if you look at 18 and 17, you see a completely different trend. So between what was collected initially and the revenue, the wholesale revenues that we reported, there was a very significant drop. And you can see it in the official numbers we disclosed back then. And this was mainly due to cancellations, to reorders, to returns accepted by clients, to policies that we decided to do without when we decided for this quality over quantity approach as per the strategic plan of 2019. Having said this, as we mentioned also in the strategic plan, we're starting to have this fast lane of production, which has started, and the first one was reserved for around the US, but we intend to open it as soon as possible to wholesale as well. So we're really moving away from how significant the initial seasonal sales campaigns are, and hence we think we better serve you by providing you our best forecast of entire wholesale revenues for the semester or the year, depending on the timing of our discussion, as opposed to comment on the seasonal collection. So I hope this explanation was useful. But
if you did -2% in Q1, this means that the expectation for the autumn-winter collection is more negative than -5. So the question is this your policy or is this a worse feedback that you are having from the next collection?
No, as I was mentioning before, the recouping of 7 points will slightly, we believe, will slightly worsen in the second half. Not worsen in terms of having worse performances, but just timing issues also, because we need to tame a bit the expectations we have in terms of reorder, because we assume all the retailers are basically going through a tough April and May in Europe, at least for sure. So we expect we are now having very good results in terms of reorders, but until the end of March, but now we are expecting slightly lower. So we expect this mid-single digit figure to hold true toward the end of H1 and also the end of H2.
Thank you.
The next question is from Emanuela Mazzoni with Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. My question is on current consensus estimates. So taking account everything you are mentioning to us in terms of wholesale expectations and more recent trends in retail. So are you confident to be able to reach current consensus for the full year? I guess that if I remember correctly, the consensus is currently pointing for an EBITDA around 54 million. So this is my question.
Yes, so consensus is in the region in terms of top line 850. For sure, we have experienced a good quarter, a good first quarter, let's say. Unfortunately, as far as the retail is concerned, April and mid-May were far below our expectation due to this unseasonal weather condition. Consequently, we should take into account that we believe these 6 weeks will not be recovered in the rest of the year. And for winter wholesale order initial collection performed more or less in line with spring summer, and consequently also this was a little bit under the assumption. So the real top line of the year will depend mostly on the like for like of the remaining 8 months and all the action we will put in place in order to promote reorders in season and, let's say, promo sales during the season. So there is a room to react, but 850 as of today in this current market trend or current trading could be a little bit challenging.
Okay.
And so it is easy to say what about in terms of EBITDA, because we have 8 months in advance in front of us, and we can react also cutting costs and expenses, but today we can say challenging.
Okay.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time.
So thank you very much, and we hope we were clear in explaining the results in terms of revenues for the first quarter, and we'll speak soon. Thank you. Bye.